April 18th and 19th, 2022, we have three cards here. They are Death Again, the Six of Cups, and the Ace of Swords. When I was a child, I was speaking as a child, I was led as a child, I was thinking as a child, but when I became a man, I ceased these childish things. From the Aramaic Bible and a really great Todd Rundgren song called Real Man. Of course, Woman applies as well. We have Death Again in the past position, number 13 of the Major Arcana, and a Scorpio. I won't go into Death much today, who seems to be talking about the end of an era more than anything else. The Wild Unknown deck doesn't give us the familiar sickle-slinging, black-hooded skeleton offering us a romantic white rose, simply the decomposing bone-white remains of a bird on black, like roadkill. Simply a fact, in black and white. In the center, we have the nostalgic Six of Cups, the card of childhood, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, a beautiful interpretation of this emotional card. There is the black silhouette of a tall, strong tree whose roots underground burst into a joyous mass of yellow, blue, red, green. This does represent our roots, and while there are no humans on the card, two of the Six Cups are at the very bottom, where the roots are, as there are two children on the card in the olden time decks. The space underground is pure white, the words innocence and purity both being associated with the Six of Cups and, of course, the multicolored color that is white. The Mighty Ace of Swords, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, is one of the most powerful cards in the tarot, and in our future position, supremely powerful and positive energy. The suit of swords, or air, is logical, sharp-minded, analytical, and speaks the truth. Aces are new beginnings, and if death and nostalgia end an era, the ace brings a new one. Nothing less than the end of the emotional age of Pisces and the beginning of the progressive revolutionary age of Aquarius. These swords are double-edged, war or peace. It is up to us how we use this gift and the power that comes with it. The Wild Unknown card is, as would be expected, simple and straight to the point. Absent of the trappings of the olden school cards, the crown of victory, palm fronds, and olive branches that encircle the tip of the tall sword presented to us by the divine sky hand of the tarot, each detail rich with symbolism, on the Wild Unknown version we see a long, strong, white sword point up against a gradient black background. This sword represents white light and seems to be bearing a trail of its own after having been charged up by two sharp bolts of lightning. But the detail I appreciate is that the colorful wild roots of the Six of Cups have now somehow woven themselves into a beautiful snake-like rope and have wrapped itself around the hilt and blade of the sword in a figure eight, the eternity symbol. Stay on the light side. The Ace of Swords represents someone in the light, as in of air, or in spirit, which I imagine has its good and bad points? I don't know. Happy Tax Day, USA. Nothing in life is certain except death and taxes. Benjamin Franklin. For entertainment and educational purposes only, that sword can mean any sharp pain. You could ignore it or go to the doctor and live longer.